Hi guys, welcome to another edition of Northern Transmissions. Thanks for tuning in. This episode features the San Francisco duo, Two Gallants. And let's start right away with a song off the band's 2006 Saddle Creek release, What the Toll Tales. And this is the track, Steady Rollin'.
If you got a throat, I got a knife. Steady rolling, I keep going. And I don't mind how quick the seasons change. You know, to me, there's everyone the same. The sweetest sunshine drips the drain. Death's coming. Just a slave to sound. The debt's coming, I'm still running. Well, I come from the old town, baby, where all the kids are crazy. If I remain, then I'm to blame. But if you should ever need me, I'll go.
First off, I wanted to ask, you guys were not playing for a while, so how did it feel to be playing again after, you know, being away for so long? Was it the process, was it just like getting back on the old horse, or?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we toured so much that I guess certain things are pretty much ingrained in us as far as playing older songs. But, I don't know, yeah, it took a while to really learn them, to get to know them again in a way in which we felt like we kind of had, you know, like complete control over them. And at least for me, it was kind of hard to actually learn some of the songs again. Like I didn't remember a lot of the chords. I actually had to look them up on the internet from like what other people had written.
Oh, really?
Some people had like written tablature for a couple songs that I...
That's right. People post your tabs, and you have a diehard following that people are.
Yeah, a couple people are pretty into it. And, you know, I kind of actually am indebted to them for a couple songs because I really couldn't figure out how to play them anymore. Or at least, maybe I didn't give it the proper time. I didn't really want to have to sit down and, like, fully listen to each, like, little detail from the recordings.
And that was Adam Stevens from Two Gallants. Next, we talked a bit about how the band came together.
Well, we went to the same grammar school together. So we lived in the same neighborhood, and we took the same carpool to school. That's how we originally met. But I don't know, I just think that we both, like, already, you know, for whatever reason, like, genetically or not, like, share the same sort of passion for music from a very young age. So we just started playing music together when we could.
Did you guys, like, share, like, I mean, record, like, record collection-wise, did you, like, was that, like, a bonding thing, or?
Well, we both listened to a lot of similar music. Once we actually had a, kind of a, more of, like, an adult, or, like, not just, like, what our parents listened to, like, when we started listening to music by choice. So it's, like, a lot of Guns N' Roses and, like, Nirvana and stuff like that. Jimi Hendrix.
Here's the band talking about their popularity in Europe versus the United States.
Well, I used to think that it was because Europeans in general perhaps still have a lingering, like, interest in American culture that perhaps more than Americans do. But I don't know if that's necessarily the case, because we were just talking to a friend of ours in Blitz and Trapper, who was telling us about how they have kind of, you know, haven't really found quite the same success over there, but they're, like, really popular in America, and they're pretty much, like, you know, an Americana kind of band, you know, roots-ish based. So if we were to be popular over there, I don't see why they wouldn't be. So I don't know. I don't know if I can really put much rhyme or reason to it. I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, the simplicity of what we do. It's the drums and guitar thing that... Yeah, that I have no idea.
We'll be right back.
The gallows altar that circle round the sun. They're gonna hang me if I stay here, and they'll shoot me if I run. Jailer, better watch his pride. On my wrist, these shackles slide. Hear my restless 45. Sun, don't you rise no more. Good night, my Andalusia. Don't buy all the lies that they feed you. And though you're heading slowly to some place I can't respect, I'll keep you in my collection of regrets. Down the highway, down the road,
and that was Las Cruces Jail off the Two Gallants 2006 What the Toll Tales album. Next, we talked about the infamous Houston show turned into what was a minor noise complaint turned into quite the bizarre story.
The short story of it is that the club, I think that there was somewhat of like some sort of sting going on in Houston, because when I went to jail, there was three or four different clubs that had been raided that night in that area. And people were filled. I mean, they filled the holding cell with, like, I don't know, 60 people or something like that. And on the police car computer, when I was in the back of the car, it said that there was, the bass was too loud. So there obviously was a noise complaint or something.
That we don't have a bass player.
We don't have a bass player.
That's incredible.
You know, and there had been two bands that do have bass players that are somewhat louder than we are on tour with us that played already before. So, you know, the police officer came in and, you know, in front of 150, 200 people, got right up on stage and started yelling at Adam, and it just kind of mayhem ensued after he tackled us both to the ground and he tasered people and all sorts of stuff. So
that's incredible.
Adam got tased and like ran out, and then I went to jail for like 18 hours with two other band members from the other band. So
is this like an ongoing thing now? Is it like the whole is it finished? Is the whole thing done with and over with?
Yeah, a long time ago. I mean, the unfortunate side of it was that, like, I was in a place where I could continue to fight the charges, and the other guys that, I mean, because we had to go to Houston four or five times for court, and the other guys just couldn't afford it anymore, so they just accepted a class misdemeanor charge and had to pay a $500 fine and write an apology letter to the city of Houston.
Really?
Yeah, even though they didn't do anything, absolutely anything.
Wow.
And then I got just let off because the DA changed, and the new DA saw the footage that you've seen on YouTube and just threw it out. So the police officer was not ever accountable for anything that he did. And supposedly he did the same thing almost like a year later to Aucarville River at the same venue.
That's an incredible story because, I mean, both your guys' bands are pretty... I mean, yeah. Aucarville River are pretty laid back, too. I mean, it's a pretty shocking story.
There obviously was a deeper story than that one.
Yeah, no, there's an anger. There seems to be some sort of underbelly...
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying the show so far. You can always reach us at northerntransmissions@gmail.com. And, of course, we're available for free download at northerntransmissions/itunes.com or www.podomatic.com/northerntransmissions.
When you're writing, the writing process, is it, like, how does it... comes across as warm, but a lot of the subjects are very, some of them are violent, and, you know, they're sad, and like, where does it kind of come from?
I mean, I don't know where it comes from, and I don't know if it's, I've never heard anyone call it warm. Not to say that you're wrong, I mean, I put it in, always in the opinion of the listener, but I don't know, I just think... At least with our older songs, which, you know, were written at this point, like, all over 3 years ago, because we haven't recorded anything since then. A lot of them were based, at least with our first couple records, were based a lot on sort of traditional music and the storytelling of a lot of old country and folk songs. And so I think there was, like, something for a lot of people, something to relate to, despite having perhaps, like, a dark side to it. Everyone likes a good story, you know, and or anyone likes like a story at all, really, just something to kind of lead them somewhere. So I guess like they were kind of buried in that, and like I think that that might be kind of the comforting or warm quality to it, if there is one, because something about kind of having a story told to us, perhaps like is reminiscent of like our childhood. And, it just feels it's like a comforting distraction, you know. But I don't really know where it comes from or why. I think our new songs are a little bit different. They're a little bit more vague in some ways. Not as long-winded. So, I don't know.
That was me and Adam talking about the songwriting process of Two Gallants. And after we touched upon their relationship and how it developed with Saddle Creek Records... As well, we talked about a couple of mishaps.
Well, there was like a few different labels who were interested in putting out our second record, and I guess we—I don't know—but we just kind of liked the people we met there, and they seemed humble. And we at that point, I mean, we've been kind of meeting a lot of people who seemed a little fake in the whole music industry. In that whole world, you know, on like the suit side of it all, and they just seemed like kind of down-to-earth people, so we could relate to them, or at least, you know, that's how it felt. So, I mean, I think that's mostly what I can attribute it to.
Cool. And I know that you had a couple of accidents. Not to dredge up, sorry. I was just curious to know that there was a bit of a van accident and you were hit when you're on your bike, and I hate to ask you, but I know it might be a bit painful, but you feel kind of blessed and charmed, like to be all right after going through so much shit.
I guess I should. I don't really think about it very often, though. I mean, I don't think there's much to think about. I don't know. I guess I've always kind of felt lucky to be alive, like every day, so I haven't really thought of it as though I've like had some miracle take place or that I've... Yeah, I mean, I do feel very lucky to be alive, but it's not something that I really try to dwell on too often, you know. I don't want to be like riding, you know, in our van on tour and be constantly aware of the fact that I narrowly escaped death, and then like being paranoid about having to go through it again. So
that's a good point. And the kids that helped you out, they recognized you like from your, they were fans of the band. That's what I read all the
time. Oh no, that's not really what happened. That was weird because I was kind of in like a dream state. I mean, I had just been unconscious after the bike accident. And I didn't really know afterward if I remembered this or if I, like, made it up or not. I don't know. But I just remember sitting there and, like, don't really know what's going on. And then these kids came by and they were like, oh, hey, Adam, two glants, right? And I was like, I didn't even know what to say. I was just like, yeah, man. And then I didn't know later on if I had, like, just kind of hallucinated that or not, you know, if it had been some sort of weird dream thing. And then I ran into one of them a few months later. He said he saw the whole thing and all this stuff, so. Yeah, they didn't help out. They just kind of came by. We're like, whoa, that was crazy. And then, like, biked away.
Kind of an interesting story. Thank you very much for listening to Northern Transmissions with featuring two gallants. And they certainly did have some great stories. I really enjoyed this interview. You can check out more information about the band at www.twogallants.com or their MySpace page or their record label, saddle-creek.com. And if you have any more information about the show or any questions, please email northerntransmissions@gmail.com. And thank you to the Wonder Kid on the board, Andy Kaustrom, for doing an amazing job. I've been your host, Charles Brownstein. Why don't we close out the show with one more song from Two Gallants? This is the track Nothing to You off their 2004 record, The Throes, on Alive Records.
One of the few, and the lost cause of words walks away with my nerves, 'cause I'm gay as a choir boy for you. You got hair that recalls me of rivers, run softly while you dream of you. But your heart is so cold that it shivers, 'cause all that I know is I'm nothing to you. You into the party that no one invited me to, but alone I made love to my 40 and played make believe it was you. But I watched you forget your belongings, and belongings you've got quite a few. I filled up your bags with my longings and searched through this whole wide city for you. And we'll walk neath the street lamps forever. You'll say you remind me of you. It's so damn cliche that it's clever. It's so fucking false, you think that it's true. 'Cause I heard that you forgot you were a lover, and lovers you've got one or two. But you can't tell one from the other. Now, mama, now you're nothing to you. Down by the riverside,
wasting away,
It's down by the riverside. And it's down by the riverside. And it's down by the riverside.